This episode of Inside the Architect and Designer Awards is sponsored by Design in Detail. Design in Detail is where creativity finds its home. Representing top vendors, Design in Detail offers a curated collection of furniture, fabric, wall covering, lighting, and more, sold exclusively to the design trade. For more than a decade, Design in Detail has been the premier destination for designers seeking fresh, distinctive pieces and superior service. Visit the showroom in Maplewood and let your creativity flourish. Or visit designanddetailstl.com. Susan Bauer, welcome to Inside the Architect and Designer Awards mini-series. It's so nice to have you here.
And it's wonderful to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. And congrats on your big wins.
Thanks.
Which included House of the Year. We're going to talk about that house today. I'm mostly interested to hear a little bit about the name of the house and why you named it the Argentina Tex House.
The clients are from both Argentina and Texas. He's from Argentina and she's from Texas. So the Argentina Tex House seemed to work. And the design of the house kind of blends those aesthetics as well.
Right, right. What did the client want? What was the scope of the project and when did it start?
The clients wanted a new house. It started during COVID in 21. And they were interested in more of a mid-century vibe for the house.
Okay.
That's how they started. They had been thinking about this for a long time, and they had many, many images pulled together. And that's where Kim Taylor came in,
the designer,
for K. Taylor Design, and helped them edit and put all the images together in a more coherent package.
Do they live in St. Louis, or did they live in St. Louis prior to this home?
They've lived in St. Louis for a while, mainly out of St. Louis County.
Okay.
And they wanted to move in closer to where all the action is.
Right. Town and country, right? So let's talk a little bit about the house. Perhaps you can describe it a little bit for those who are listening to us and not necessarily watching the podcast.
The house is a kind of an H shape in plan. So it has a front courtyard and a rear courtyard. The front courtyard is at the lower level and the rear courtyard is at the main level, which is one level up.
Oh, interesting.
The challenge in that the entry level was at the lower level, mm-hmm. yet the clients wanted to live at the main level so they could walk out the back. It abuts a park, so you could roll right out of any of the living, dining, porch areas and get to this fantastic backyard a look into a park. So
it's really beautiful. Obviously, outdoor living was an important element of the design.
Yeah, that's where the Argentina Tex really comes in. And you might be able to see that there is an outdoor grill, an Argentine grill to the side where they can, roast a fairly large piece of something.
Right, right. And then I noticed that the Texas Star is right above the outdoor living room.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And so what was the process like for working with the homeowners? Were they heavily involved? Did they, give you carte blanche? How did that work?
The clients came together with their team, which is something that's always really important.
Okay.
They had the interior designer, us as architects, and they had selected a builder. Okay. So for every meeting, all the parties were there and could discuss the pros and cons of decisions. That was really helpful. We developed the project in 3D computer rendering as well as a physical model, which really helped make it clear what they were getting and how the house would work for them.
And is that pretty typical of your work to have a model as well for?
We like to build the models. We don't always get the time, and sometimes clients are out of town, and the 3D visuals go a long way. But we love physical models as architects and designers, and the clients sometimes really don't understand 2D drawings or even three-dimensional drawings. Mm-hmm. So the physical model just like, ding, the light bulb goes off.
That's certainly helpful. Were there challenges with the architectural review board? Because this is obviously a new build.
Yes, there was. It is built on a cul-de-sac that is largely being rebuilt. They were mid-century ranch homes and houses. As everybody knows, have gotten bigger, they're taller, they're wider. And there was one particular member of the architectural review board who thought the house would really pull down the real estate values around them. On the other hand, there was a neighbor who said, I love that house. It's a magazine house.
And here we go.
Yes. Meanwhile, all the houses on either side of this house have been torn down and rebuilt. So it doesn't appear to be out of place at all.
Let's talk a little bit about the exterior, the materials that you used on the exterior of the home before we go inside.
And again, this is where the homeowners played an important role. They loved limestone or some kind of stone, and it's on the warmer side of the spectrum. As well, we mixed stucco and Douglas fir wood in to give it a more rustic feel. It's sophisticated, but it has a little bit of rusticity,
if
we can use that word.
And lots of windows.
Lots of windows and little courtyards at the entry to help kind of bring the scale down and make it just a nicer, cozier, recessed entry. Not as formal as you might get on some other more classical designs.
Very cool. All right. So maybe we can pull up a photo of the kitchen. And what a cool space.
Yeah, this is where Kay Taylor and her design group was really important in developing the three island scheme.
Yes, I see that. They must be, the homeowners must love to entertain and cook.
They have three kids who have now pretty much, you know, acquired mates, and so when the family gets together, it can be fairly large. Off to the side, you see that there is a refreshment bar, so there's a coffee station there as well as a bar, and
I love
did a lovely job. The doors pocket back, so you open them up, and there are these great revelations of all sorts of things that you can use and make.
Are you specifying a lot of beverage centers like this in your projects?
Beverage centers seem to be big, even in the bedroom, in the master suite.
Interesting.
We often do them.
And the cabinets, what are the cabinets made of?
They are largely clad in the kitchen. They are walnut.
Okay.
And then they have a darker stain in the beverage center to kind of make that look like a nice cozy alcove.
Right. Okay, cool. All right. Well, maybe now we can turn to the study. What a great place to go to work every day.
This is a study for him.
Okay.
And this is something that evolved even when the house was under construction. They had inspirational images. And the desk in the beginning was oriented toward the front of the house. And once the side courtyard was built, they decided, oh, let's change it. And Kim and Anna, who was working with Kay Taylor Design Group at that time, decided, oh, let's change this so the client can look at the side courtyard. Nice. And they came up with a special design of the desk. It's Italian mid-century inspired. And because the client is rather tall, mm-hmm. of course, you couldn't get an antique Italian desk because it would just be too small.
Yes.
So Espeon Woodworking took the idea and scaled it up. So it's really tailored around this particular owner.
And the bookshelves in behind the desk, what can you tell us?
Those were fabricated by Beck Allen Cabinetry.
Okay.
Did a really nice job. Beautiful. And the staining of the cabinetry so that it was dark in some areas and lighter in others really pops the physical area behind the desk. Absolutely. Brings it into focus.
Absolutely. You know, we didn't talk about the floors. What are the floors made of?
The floors are engineered white oak.
Oh, okay.
And they run throughout the upper floor of the house.
Okay, great. And now let's go to the living room. What a great space. I especially love that curved ceiling. What was the inspiration behind that?
That was something where Kim sent us an image and said, what do you think? Can you make this work? And we were able to work that in. It's really a lovely way to accentuate the higher side, which looks to the east to that back courtyard, and then it steps down and there's another curve over the dining area in the main entry.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So it pulls the multiple layers of the house together.
It's such a softening, it gives such a soft touch to the house too, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. It's unusual because vaulted ceilings are usually peaked and mm-hmm. to have the curve. Just kind of, you're right, softened the whole thing and pulled the multiple layers together.
And did you work with Kim on the furniture or was that her area?
Kim mainly? Largely did okay. the furniture, and some of the furniture was brought from the client's existing house. Okay. Other pieces she worked on, the dining table and the chairs, are custom made again by Espeon. So they were delighted to work in this way where everything gets integrated together with the team.
Really, really beautiful. All right. Well, my last question is, what advice do you have for local architects who might be considering entering the Architect and Designer Awards next year?
Well, I think the competition has gotten stiffer. They need to up their game because certainly we have, it was interesting that there were three more modern houses that were, the finalists. So that was an interesting change with this particular jury that you had. And I think, as usual, the photography mm-hmm. is so important. Working as a team, to get everybody on the same page with the interiors, with the clients, with the contractor, that always pays off.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Susan, so much for your time and congratulations once again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Inside the Architect and Designer Awards, sponsored by Design in Detail. Visit designindetailstl.com.